US 99.5. It's Drew from Vegas, sitting across from what I think is one of the most casual guys on the scene, Easton Corbin.
How you doing, buddy?
It's great to see you.
Yeah, man. Good to be here.
So you just got into Vegas today, I presume, right?
No, yesterday.
You got in yesterday?
Yeah.
You're the only person I know who I'm talking to that's involved in the celebrity shoot. What is
really?
That?
Well, I don't know, but it involves guns, and I'm a guy, and I like guns, so that's good.
I like the fact that you're honest and say, I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's with guns, and I'm going to be okay.
I think we're shooting clay pigeons, or skeet, skeet, which I've done that before. So
who are you trying to beat? Are you going to play with fans, or are you playing against other
stars?
No,
I think you team up, from what I understand. I might be completely wrong, but I think you team up with other people, you know?
I think it sounds just kind of like a party where you're just going to show up and hopefully
alcohol and guns.
No. You can't do that, right?
Why?
Why would you want... All right.
Why can't you do alcohol and guns? Come on. That makes for a good time.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
There's always nobody gets shot or killed or anything.
So tell us about the new CD.
I tell you what, man. I'm so excited. We just finished the record. And hopefully, we're looking at a fall release.
Okay.
And the new single off of it, it's a song called Loving You Is Fun. And, not having a single out for a while, I'm just kind of glad to be back out there and getting some momentum going again. And, I think it's a great song because, it's called Loving You Is Fun. And that's exactly what it is. It's a fun, upbeat song that there's not much thinking to.
When you went back in and you were getting everything together in the studio, did you feel any pressure after having such big hits with Roll With It and A Little More Country?
I think it's a little bit of both. You feel some pressure to do just as good, but I think you got to go in there with the same attitude you had before, and that's cut songs that you love and you relate to. And I think if you go in mind and do what you do, I do traditional type country music and keep to that formula. The success we had with the first one, I think we'll be able to do that with the second one, I hope. Because I feel like it's just as good or better.
That's exciting.
But I think it shows some growth as well,
And you're saying late fall. We don't have any kind of date?
August, September, August. Hopefully. I can't give you an exact
end
date.
Of the concert season, right? So you tour all summer, and then
promote
you finally get it?
Absolutely.
That's exciting. Yeah. So we're here in Vegas. It's the party capital of the West Coast. What's the game that you win the most money on?
Man, I'm telling you, I do better if I don't gamble.
Really?
Yeah. I go home a winner when I don't gamble.
Oh, that's good.
Trust me.
I asked my wife how much money I could bring to gamble, and I gave her a number, and she cut it in half.
I'm telling you, man, if I lose money, I feel bad.
Why?
It's like
you're in Vegas.
It's hard to come by.
It's vacation. You're a country star.
That's all the more. I ain't got no money. Play for free.
All right. I like that. Things we want to know about Easton Corbin. What do you want your fans to know most about you more than anything else?
Man, I tell you, I guess basically the whole thing is to know that, when it comes to my music, I do what I love. And, it's authentic, it's real. And I guess most importantly, to know my sincerity in what I do. And, and if it wasn't for the fans, obviously, and I should say most importantly, the appreciation I have for my fans and the gratitude, without them, I wouldn't be doing it. So
living the dream because of them.
That's the bottom line, exactly.
What makes you the most happy?
Man, the most happy for me, as far as when I'm out doing what I do, is, when you're up there playing or performing, and the crowd's into it, they're singing with you, that really, I feel like when you see that going on, you've made an impact out there, and you've just made an impact out there, and you're getting your stuff to the people out there, and they're liking it.
You get a rare Saturday night off. You're at home relaxing. What are you doing?
Man, I tell you, I've had a few days off here the first of this week before coming out here. And I'll be honest with you, just sitting at the house doing nothing. Because, we're so busy all the time. So anytime you get a little spare time to just kind of relax and have to yourself, man.
I envision you just kind of sitting on the couch, not really knowing who you are or where you are. Right?
Well.
You just let your brain veg for a little bit.
Pretty much.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, we love you in Chicago. We wish you all the success with the new CD.
Can't wait to come back. Love Chicago.
And hopefully see you soon with US 99.5.
Thanks, buddy.